Welcome to our 2024 super special Christmas bonus.
I always like to hear that.
With our super special guest, Mom. Hi,
Hi,
Mom.
Mom. Hi, that's me. I'm Mom. Hi, Mom.
Because we have a lot of stuff to do, we pawned off our podcast content on our mom. We asked her to write a Christmas story from, well, it could have been anything, but you chose to write about your a childhood Christmas.
Yeah, it was Christmas memory, really, not a Christmas story exactly.
Okay, picky.
Well, story kind of implies fiction. I don't know.
I thought she was going to behave, and she's already off script. Well, so without further ado, would you read your Christmas memory?
Okay. This is called My Strangest Christmas. It was December 1946. We had traveled all the way from Colorado to Fort Hamilton, New York, the port of embarkation for traveling to Germany, where our father was stationed. In a few days, we would board an old troop ship for an arduous trip across the Atlantic, heading to Bremerhaven, Germany, and then by train to Heidelberg. I was 8, my older sister was 12, and my younger sister was almost 2. We were staying in an army barracks. When we woke on Christmas morning, our mother had hung our stockings at the foot of our beds with candy in them. On the nightstand, we each got a gift wrap package containing a pair of mittens that had been knitted by our grandmother. That was our only gift. No tree, no decorations. When I look back on it, I'm amazed that our mother was able to manage the Christmas stockings. We had no car, not to mention she was dealing with caring for our baby sister. I suppose she managed to get to the PX somehow. I have wished many times over the years that I had asked our mother more questions when she was still with us. In retrospect, although 8-year-old me was disappointed in such a sparse Christmas, I now realize how difficult that time was for our mother. And I'm grateful for what little she managed to do under the circumstances. I wish I could tell her that.
Thanks for sharing that, Mom.
That was lovely, Mom. You're making us both cry. So thanks for that. But I have some follow-up questions.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Ever the professor.
I do think you could be a little more specific, like what kind of candy? Do you remember?
I have no memory of the candy, what it was. I remember this just shows the difference between an 8-year-old and an adult. I was disappointed that all I got was hand-knit mittens.
I can't believe you came on a knitting podcast to profess to the world your disappointment with a hand-knit
Like
item.
mittens. You're not supposed to get mittens for Christmas.
It's like
You get toys.
Well, I do remember my son famously saying that clothes are not gifts.
It reminds me of when a certain grandchild, when she was a toddler, was given a book for a Halloween trick or treat, and she threw it down and said, "That's not candy."
Supposed to get candy. And it gets worse because it was a book, and our neighbor who would sew a lot, she had made a special Halloween bag
Oh,
for the book.
I
So
didn't
it
know
had a
that.
handmade bag and a book, which was a really nice trick or treat. She said, "You're supposed to get candy."
I was interested because I remember you talking about how your first recollection of that, and then how you were talking to your older sister, Ruthie. And can you tell us about that? Because I thought that was really interesting.
All I remembered initially was the mittens, and I didn't remember the stockings with the candy, and my sister only remembered the stockings and didn't remember the mittens. So that just shows how unreliable our memories can be.
But did that change your
Yes,
feelings?
it did change my feeling, but because The memory I had was that my mother had done nothing, that, you know, it was only my grandmother who had provided the one gift we got. And then when my sister told me about the stockings, I realized that I had misinterpreted that memory.
Yeah.
So I was glad she corrected that.
Yeah. It just tells you, I think we're all stressed and we're thinking, why me? Why do I suffer? And I think that we don't look at things from other people's perspective.
Well, I liked what you said too about that memory is unreliable. And I'm not sure if that's so much it is that it's the idea. And I was thinking about, there's a really wonderful book, Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried. It's actually kind of a fictionalized account of his time in Vietnam. But
oh.
One, I don't know that it's a Christmas read necessarily.
Oh, I'll have to read it though. The Things They Carry.
The Things They Carried. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. But one of the things he talks about in that is how truth kind of changes. And there's sort of the truth of your 8-year-old self. And then there's the memory truth. He says that story truth is truer sometimes than happening truth. I think that's a really interesting idea that the truth can change over time. And what was true for you at one moment, I mean, I'm sure we've all had moments where we thought, I'll never get over this, you know, I will forever be known as the girl who threw up in math class or something.
Right.
And then you look back on it and you think, why did I spend so much time worrying about that? And which thing is more true? Well, at the moment, that was true for you in that.
For an 8-year-old.
Yeah, for an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Thank heavens we grow up.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. And we get beyond our childhood truth to bigger things.
And I seem to remember a certain sister of yours who would sit under the tree, she shall be nameless, and count all the presents to make sure that no sibling got more presents than another sibling.
Well, no. It was that nobody got more presents than me.
Yeah.
The nameless sibling.
Yeah.
The nameless sibling, yes. Well, she was always very good at counting, though.
That's right.
And so, yes, so she was exercising her budding math counting skills there. Yeah.
I like that idea that it's really good counting practice to be going into the tree and sorting as
sorting
the preschool
counting.
Teacher in me, yes, likes this.
Yep.
That you're
well, remember that I heard, was it a Dole or a Chiquita banana or something?
Oh, no, it was sugar, I think.
Oh, was it sugar? The
yeah,
know, from Hawaii.
Oh, no, it was Hawaiian Punch.
No,
it was, yeah, it was a,
here we go
was,
with the memory.
It was Hawaiian Punch.
None of us can remember.
Blank from Hawaii, a certain person would sing under the tree. But yeah, it was the Hawaiian Punch advertisement.
I gotta look that up. That's gonna be in the show notes.
I don't know about that, Mom. We're gonna have to look that up. None of us can remember. That's
well,
that's a sad commentary on
that's because that was 3-year-old you or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Do a little fact checking here.
Yeah.
Yes, but I was sitting under the tree saying to Erica from Hawaii.
That is one of my favorite Christmas memories. I remember coming up behind you and you were sitting there under the tree with the, you know, the lights lighting up your face and you had all your presents. And that's why every year still there's always at least one present in my family that is from Hawaii, because
whether it is or not,
yeah,
always
whether
say
it is or not.
Which was funny that eventually you did get to move to Hawaii,
yeah,
and
that's right.
Yeah, and
that's
then
right.
Our presents really were from
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like I was channeling the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mom, since you've talked about what your, here's the follow-up and further development of your
okay.
question. Since you've talked about the disappointing Christmas that in retrospect was actually, you know, you have now different feelings for, what was your best Christmas, do you
Oh,
think?
Boy. Oh, wow. Well, I wouldn't necessarily call this the best, but it was the most memorable in the sense that it was very different. When we lived in Germany, we lived with a German family, and the German custom was to put the tree up on Christmas Eve, and the children would not see it until Christmas morning. And then on Christmas morning, the children would be ushered in and the tree would be all decorated and lit. And that's what they did when we were staying with them. That was very memorable because it was so unusual. Considering that we were occupying their house, we had a very good relationship with them, which was fortunate for all of us, really.
Yeah. You went back and visited that family, didn't you?
60 years later. Which meant, okay, this is math. Which meant that their son, who was 16 when we were there, was now 76.
Wow. That was good math, Mom. Good job with that math.
I must have been, what, 68? If I was eight. Yeah.
This is excellent math skills, Mom.
Yeah, my sister and I went back and we stayed with him in Frankfurt. And he took us back to the house that his brother still was living in, that we had stayed in with his parents.
Do you remember what the tree looked like? Because I think of the German Christmas tree as the pinnacle.
Yeah, I think that the Christmas tree idea, someone told me this, I'm not sure whether it's true, that may have come from Prince Albert, because he was coming from a German background, and so he wanted to have a Christmas tree. And then, of course, once Queen Victoria did it, everybody wanted to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that was very German, and they don't do anymore because it's dangerous, was have to have real candles on the tree. And there would be a ritual lighting of the candles and singing O Tannenbaum. Very special moment.
I don't even know logistically, how do you light all those candles and keep it from...
Well, you start at the top and go down. You don't start at the bottom and go up. That's the first thing.
Wow, that's really helpful hints, Mom.
But in terms of Christmas tree disasters, do you remember how in Philadelphia we had 13-foot ceilings, and so we would have a 12-foot tree, and we got it all decorated and all the lights on it, and the cat took a flying leap, landed towards the top of the tree, and dragged everything down with it.
Those were not real candles.
No.
Luckily, they were not. Yeah.
But I remember those because I'm sure you could get them now, but they were like fake candles, and you had to clip each one onto the tree. Yeah, and that led to cursing and gnashing of teeth.
Yes.
And usually tears. Somebody ended up crying. I think it was mainly Booty.
Right. Yeah. And then storming off. Great Christmas memories.
Yeah. And there's one of your other sister's annual pronouncement. Every stupid holiday.
Yes.
That's what you call the Christmas Grinch spirit.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and I think that was because she always wanted a horse. And I do remember her one year saying, "Do you smell that? I think there's maybe a horse in the garage."
And maybe it was the year that Dad got the coats from Afghanistan.
Yeah, and they smell table.
Like
I don't think that the hide was cured. I always like to joke about the little boy who wanted a pony for Christmas, and instead he got a room full of manure, and he started digging and saying, "There must be a horse in here somewhere."
Well, at least she didn't get a room full of manure.
Yeah. I know. That sounds like a dad or an Uncle Harold joke.
It does.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. Yeah. Definitely.
Probably Uncle Harold.
Yes. I think it's time for Mom to say
Melikalikimaka.
Yes.
Which is Hawaiian for Merry Christmas. Oh, yes. Do you want to say, we won't do anything before New Year's, so do you want to say Happy New Year?
Ha'ola makahiki ho.
Good job.
I had to stop and think about that one.
I
Yeah.
know.
Ahola
She's
makahikiho.
Kehoe. So mele kalikimaka, ahola makahikiho.
Close
Kolo
enough. Yeah.
kalikimaka.
Close enough for government work, as your dad used to say.
Yes.
But thank you, Mom, though, for coming on Booty and Bossy, Eat, Drink, Knit, and sharing your Christmas memory. We should say memories because there are a couple of moments in there. And we really enjoyed talking with you. And please add more detail and try and remember the kind of candy next time.
That's very important to a certain sister called Miss Candy and Gum.
Yes, I'd
Yes.
like to have a lot of details about candy. And I will do a little research on
It's
the
Hawaiian Punch. The
kind
commercial went, it was animated. And
of.
the animated character would say, "How would you like a nice Hawaiian Punch?" And
Well, that
then,
I remember.
that I
Yeah, but not
remember.
the.
And
But I mean,
it
and
was Hawaiian Punch.
yeah.
I feel like you're conflating your
Yeah.
Hawaiian.
No. Just remember that mother always knows best.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's time to say mele kalikimaka, ohala makahikiho, and whatever you do,
Don't
don't
knit
knit like
like
my
my
sister.
sister or my great grandmother.
Thank you.
Yes,
Yeah.
great grandmother.
Yeah.